We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back, quarter number four, fourth and final quarter of this National Signing Day edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com, giving you the best deal of the season. Purchase a gift card or credit with GoPSURV.com. We will double its value. It's like getting your next RV rental for 50% off. Contact us today for more details. 1-800-519-8467. That offer ends December 31st. That's your National Signing Day. Greg Pickle joins us now, as promised, to break us down what we've seen and heard from Penn State's class so far. And Greg, most recently, just a few moments ago as we sit here and record this, Penn State gets a commitment from four-star running back Noah Kane. It was really the big ball in the air here for National Signing Day, and it breaks in the Lions' favor.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, I think that when you looked at, you know, they even said it on the ESPN broadcast that, I mean, more or less, Noah Kane has been called a Georgia lean, an LSU lean. The last couple of days, he's been called a Texas lean. And Penn State's always kind of just been lurking. And you sort of got the feeling that the Lions might win out in the end when he did an interview with The Athletic a couple of days ago. So we're talking the Sunday, Monday before signing day. And one of the things he said was, I'm going to go with the program. It was clear he had his mind made up at that point. And he said, I'm going to go with the program that's always been straight with me and always been there from the beginning and always was honest and transparent and everything else. And then the first thing out of his mouth after the announcement of signing on ESPN is that Penn State, Coach Franklin, Coach Sider were transparent with me throughout the whole process. So the tea leaves were probably there a few days ago. It doesn't work out for Penn State. Ultimately, they get two tremendous running backs in this class, Devin Ford and Noah Kane. I think Ricky Ronnie has to be thrilled with the tools that are going to be at his disposal now. Obviously, you know, he's going to have to find a way to work those guys in, Ricky Slade, Journey Brown, perhaps Miles Sanders if he comes back. But it's never a bad thing to have more options than maybe you have the room for on the field, and they'll find a way to use Noah Kane and all those other guys, as we mentioned, moving forward.
And you look at certainly the last two cycles, but really the last three. So back in 2017, you know, this was before the December signing period existed, but that was Tariq Castro Fields, and it was Corey Bowles, who has since transferred. Last year, last December, Micah Parsons recommitted after decommitting, which is a rare feat in its own right, but he committed on the first National Signing Day. Jahan Dotson was also a little bit of a surprise pull from his UCLA commitment last December. Now you get Noah Kane this December. And I think what we're seeing is, you know, more excitement on these this last day of the signing period than we've had really in a lot of years past. And it's generally been excitement in a good way. Penn State has managed to keep its commitments. And as of right now, it's 15 out of 17 existing commitments are officially signed, sealed, and delivered. There's two out there so far, John Dunmore and Brenton Strange. But another strong finish here, Greg.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, I think, and not to disparage Penn State signing classes of yesteryear, because obviously some of those players turned into major, major contributors for Penn State. But look, if you're going to have an exciting signing day, you have to be involved with top 150 players nationally and top five players at their position. Because guess what? Those are the guys that can wait it out and not worry about losing a spot. Those are the guys that ESPN wants to have announced on National Signing Day. Those are the guys that bowl games, All-American games are lining up their commitments during a live TV broadcast, be it CBS Sports, NBC, ESPN, what have you. So, yeah, I mean, I think the excitement goes hand-in-hand with the continued uptick of players that James Franklin and Penn State are recruiting over the last five, now six recruiting classes. So, certainly, you know, you really start to break it down, and that's what you need to get into a position of being able to, you know, get these kind of players, have some signing day excitement. I mean, I don't know if Penn State could have, you know, had any shot of at a Noah Kane even, you know, 3 years ago, certainly 4 years ago. Micah Parsons might have had a shot at him because of being local in Harrisburg, but otherwise probably not. So, I mean, as you see things continue to move forward on the field, they move forward off the field, and that's where you get into this excitement. But the other key, too, and James Franklin mentioned this on Penn State Signing Day show this morning, is that you really want to stay away from too much drama. And, of course, you're good with a drama like Noah Kane, but you don't want guys that you expect to sign not signing with you. They had some hair-pulling moments the last couple of years on that front. Right now, Dustin, it looks like that everyone that's expected to sign will be signing, and they just announced, as a matter of fact, that John Dunmore has submitted his letter of intent. So one guy, the only guy, that maybe was looking around a little bit, perhaps might, you know, look at Miami or Florida State or hold off on committing until February. It's now a done deal. Penn State gets him in the class this cycle.
Make it 16 out of 17. 17 out of 18 if you include Noah Kane, who's not yet been made official by Penn State. How about this John Dunmore ride that we've been on? We were told early that Florida State was his dream school. If the Seminoles offered, that he would really have to consider them. It set the tone of uncertainty in his recruitment. It also set the tone that, you know, to get a guy out of the state of Florida, you know, when Florida State and Miami and Florida potentially start to have their say, can be a really difficult task. Penn State got to the finish line with John Dunmore, which I think, you know, as we're sitting here today, is just as important as getting Noah Kane, his commitment today.
Yeah, I mean, I think it, not that you were looking for a reason to validate the Jaylon Sider hire, but it certainly adds some validation to James Franklin's plan of going out and getting an ace Florida recruiter. Noah Kane is not just a Florida guy. He's, you know, announced at the Dallas Cowboys practice facility in Texas. He has some roots there. He was originally, spent some time in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So you didn't get Jaylon Sider just to get Noah Kane because he's not necessarily a Florida guy through and through. But who you did get him to get was John Dunmore because he is a Florida guy. Jaylon Sider knows how to play the game down there. He knows how to recruit against Miami, Florida State, Florida. That's not to, you know, not to say he's out there doing negative things or anything like that. But, you know, you have to present to Southern guys a reason to come play up north because Florida State, Florida, Miami, while they probably, you know, could be considered down at the moment, you know, it's not long before they're swinging back up. And obviously, you know, the climate can be a much easier place to live down there than up here at the north. So Jaylon Sider knows how to make those pitches. He knows how to get in front of the families and really swing kids in the right direction to the school that he's at. He did it at West Virginia. He did it when he was at Florida. Now he's doing it at Penn State. Big shout out to him, I think, is needed for the job he did to lock up Dunmore, help get Kane, help get Ford, even though, you know, Ford was probably coming to Penn State no matter who the running back coach was. But at the end of the day, a big A-plus for James Franklin on that assistant coach hire last offseason.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking National Signing Day. Greg Pickle on the phone with us, looking at Penn State's most recent commitment from Noah Kane. Got news that John Dunmore, the four-star wide receiver from Florida, was now official. He's in. He's signed. He's delivered his national letter of intent. Greg, what do you make of the class so far? Even before Noah Kane's commitment, this was by the metric average player rating was already the best class that Penn State has recruited under James Franklin, which I think is remarkable considering how last cycle's class. You know, how good that proved to be. This one, you know, 18 commitments right now, a average player rating before Noah Kane of 91.94. It's been an interesting ride because it started with a pretty long drought. You know, they got a bunch of guys that I think just didn't come with the same type of fanfare as some of the 2018 guys did, but it's every bit as good as that class, again, in terms of average player rating.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, I think the biggest thing more often than not is you get into a situation where some of these guys are really good players, but Dustin, as you well know, we talked about it a lot, they've been committed for so long that you just kind of forget about it. Not that it's fair, not that it's right, but, you know, Caden Wallace has been committed for so long. I went back and watched his tape this week, and, you know, it occurred to me that, man, this kid is good. And you remember why you thought, when he signed, he could be a big difference maker for Penn State. But we didn't spend a whole bunch of time talking about Caden Wallace. Keaton Ellis is the same way. I thought he made a big jump forward from his junior tape to his senior tape, and I think you feel the same way. But no one talks about the guy from State College that lives, you know, a stone's throw from the last building. You just don't talk about those guys. They're not the ones that are, you know, are front and center. The Noah Kane's are front and center. John Dunmore's front and center. The guys with a little bit of drama. The guys with, you know, a little bit more recent commitments. And I think that what you'll find with this class is these guys have all been committed to Penn State for the most part for a very long time. They've been working toward arriving at Penn State in the best shape possible in the Penn State mold because Penn State's coaching staff, strength staff within the NCAA rules have been able to do some things, show them some things, tell them some things. So that way when they come to campus, whether they're one of the, what, 10 or 11 January enrollees, or they're one of the guys that maybe comes in mid-May, or of course some of the ones will finally come on campus in June, they'll be able to show up ready to go, and that can mean a whole heck of a lot more than any rating, ranking, or otherwise that you get. So yeah, I think that's important to remember as well. This may not be as buzzy of a class, but certainly by the numbers, it is just as good as the one Penn State signed a year ago in a lot of different ways.
Well, and that, while you were speaking there, the commitment was made official from Brenton Strange, making it 18 out of 18, assuming Noah Kane is signed, and that becomes official as well. So any little bit of opportunity for drama is now off the board.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, I mean, I think that's what you want is for the December signing period. You want to get your guys, and you want to make sure that they commit and sign just like you expected them to from the time they committed. Most of these guys have been committed, you know, we're talking 2-3 months in the case of Brenton Strange and Joey Porter, and over a year for some of these other guys. So you don't want any surprises. You're not expecting any surprises. And you don't, you know, they don't end up having any. So the only thing that could derail all of this with Noah Kane not sending it his letter of intent, which is not going to happen. We'll probably be off the air before, you know, that finally gets up to State College and signed off on by compliance and everything like that. But ultimately, if you're James Franklin, you have to feel thrilled. And if you're his assistant coaches, his recruiting staff that has been running around the country, James Franklin, I think they said within 23 different states since the Sunday after the Maryland win, his assistant coaches probably were in more. You have to feel extremely proud and validated in those efforts because they worked exactly as they were intended to.
And just about a minute or so to go here. How about the dynamic, Greg? There's 18 commitments, 17 signees so far. We do expect that to be 18 signees by the end of the day. But some of their highest profile defensive targets are still going to be on the board through January and February.
Yeah, and that's an interesting area of, you know, to watch moving forward. Jared Harrison Hunty didn't sign, defensive tackle. Devon Ellis, at least at this moment, did not sign. Look, if that happens, that may be something to keep an eye on. He's been up in the air about what he wants to do. But yeah, there's a handful of guys still on the board. I think they maybe could look for another receiver. We'll have to wait and see. But ultimately, there are guys to watch for in February. We'll see how it plays out.
We will see how it plays out. For now, a really good day for Penn State. They get to the finish line with John Dunmore. They get a commitment from Noah Kane, the four-star running back from IMG Academy. They already had one of the most prolific classes that Penn State has had under James Franklin, and there's still time to go before the February National Signing Day. Quite a day, quite a show. Thank you, Greg, for tuning in with us. And thank you guys for listening to this special National Signing Day edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports. In partnership with GoPSU RV, we are introducing the Keystone Sports Network RV. All the benefits of the GoPSU RV lot, along with great gift items like catered meal from 409 Barbecue, barbecue gift box, wine gift box, and of course, Labatt beer. Hear all about the KSN RV? Email me at info@ksnsports.net, or you could also reach out with the Contact Us button on your KSN app.